The most unique designs of Mayam acronym sets. Judaism has developed many different customs when it comes to dining. Blessings before and after a meal are a common practice among many and are thought to be very old traditions. One of these blessings is Mayam acronym, and it also brought with it specific instruments to be used during meals. Here are some facts about Mayam acronym and some examples of beautiful Mayam acronym sets. What is Mayam acronym? In Judaism, every meal is accompanied by several blessings with many different purposes and meanings. The act of netilat yadayim is the general act of washing one's hands before certain events. Washing hands before a meal, for example, is called mayam riznim. This is done to make sure the one participating in the meal arrives at it when he is completely clean and pure. Mayam acronym refers to a blessing recited in Judaism after the end of meals containing bread. This is done before reciting Birkat HaMazon, the blessing of the food, and has several justifications. The primary reason why Mayam acronym sets is performed is to allow the adherent to perform the Birkat HaMazon when he is clean, since in the past people used to eat with their hands. Another justification for the blessing is because of health reasons. In the past, people used to eat food that contained salt called the salt of Sodom. This salt was known to cause blindness upon direct contact with the eyes. The practice of hand washing after a meal cleaned the salt from the hands and prevented this from happening, so Mayam acronym was adopted. These days, some Jewish adherents do not strictly follow the practice of Mayam acronym. This is a result of several rulings stating that the practice is no longer necessary. This is not only because salt from the salt of Sodom is no longer necessarily used in meals, but also because today's meals are consumed using silverware. Therefore, there is no health reason for the practice. However, some believe that the practice is still relevant in current times. One reason for this is that today's meals contain other materials with similar toxicities to the salt of Sodom. Therefore, the practice is still valid. What does Mayam acronym mean? The literal translation of Mayam acronym means final water. This is a reference to the fact that the water used in the ritual is the final water used in the meal because it is performed at a meal's end. This contrasts with Mayam riznim, which is translated as first water and is performed at the beginning of a meal. Who washes Mayam acronym first? There is no specific Jewish ruling that determines who should begin the ritual of Mayam acronym. There are, however, several rulings dealing with who should perform the practice at all. Some rulings declare that women should not take part in the ritual, while others disagree. Additionally, some rulings among the Ashkenazi communities do not uphold the tradition. Sterling Silver Modern Mayam Acronym. This Sterling Silver Mayam Acronym set is of a smooth and elegant design compatible with modern fashions. It's sleek. Clear silver texture is reminiscent of water's natural movement and elegance, suitable for a ritual concerning the use of water. The pitcher sits upon a silver bowl that collects the water and prevents it from spilling outwards. The cup also contains a cutout with the Hebrew letters spelling out the words Mayam acronym. These words are beautifully reflected upon the silver pitcher, also reminiscent of water's natural properties. This is a fantastic item to hold if one wants to keep the Jewish tradition alive well into the 21st century. If you are a fan of silver, get a compatible sterling silver kiddush cup. Silver filigree Mayam acronym. A remarkable design, this instrument is very representative of classic designs while at the same time containing interesting twists. This silver Mayam acronym sports a smooth-looking silver texture seen in both the pitcher and the bowl. However, it is also complemented by intricate silver filigree adorning the bowl's edges and the pitcher's center. The pitcher contains curved lips to allow for smooth pouring of the water for the ritual, thus continuing the elegant feeling of the product. This product is suitable for those looking to own a product that retains some familiar classic elements, while at the same time being innovative. There is no better way to honor the ancient ritual of Mayam acronym. Complete your kiddush set with a filigree kiddush cup. Colorful hammered sterling silver Mayam acronym. This stunningly beautiful Mayam acronym set features several interesting elements in it, all with their own unique identity. As a start, the pitcher's internal surface is coated with gold. This not only protects the product, as gold is highly resistant to oxidation, it also adds a certain level of harmony to it. This is something rarely achieved with a uniform silver hue. Next is the smooth silver texture on the external surface of the bowl and the pitcher's upper body and lips. This is a more traditional element commonly seen in many Judaica products out there in the market. This gives off conservative vibes which could easily appeal to those who prefer a more standard design. Finally, the hammered silver and Hebrew cutout spelling out MIAM acronym at the pitcher center body and the internal bowl surface. Those aim to break the smooth symmetry portrayed by all the other elements incorporated in the item's design. The result is an eclectic instrument that is sure to pique the interests of all those who gaze upon it. If you are fond of the hammered finish, check out our full collection of hammered candlesticks for Shabbat. Unique and modern hammered MIAM acronym. This modern MIAM acronym instrument is an instant classic with its own unique approach. While the body of the pitcher and the bowl feature a commonly seen sterling silver element, the inside of the pitcher contains a gold, plated surface. In addition to adding a harmonious atmosphere to the design, the gold also serves as protection for the pitcher against oxidation. On top of that, the external surface of the pitcher's body, as well as the internal surface of the bowl, sport a silver hammered texture. This texture incorporates well into the overall design. It serves as a change of approach compared to the rest of the smooth surfaces, which radiate uniformity. The hammered look breaks this trend and gives the design an elegant twist. Modern and shiny silver MIAM acronym. A sterling silver design composed of traditional elements, this piece has a smooth and silky silver texture to it. It continues the popular trends of Jewish silver instruments while at the same time does not come off as bland and unoriginal. Its stylish and curvy handle and pitcher edges give it an artistic setting that is reminiscent of antique and vintage Jewish artifacts. The instrument also contains a Hebrew cutout that spells out MIAM acronym, specifically referring to the ritual. The cutout is written on the bowl itself and is reflected onto the pitcher itself, making it seem as if it was written on both. This is a playful element that adds a small level of intricacy to an overall traditional piece. This is a great piece to own if you wish to connect to your Jewish heritage both by religious and historical means. The source of the best handcrafted MIAM acronym. Many Jewish believers often wish to pay their respects to tradition by performing rituals such as MIAM acronym. But for those who want to take it to the next level, it is often a good idea to acquire suitable instruments. Nadav Art by Avi Nadav is a studio gallery that produces the finest Judaica products on the market. As a third-generation silversmith and with training from the Bezalel Academy, Avi Nadav manufactures beautifully handcrafted pieces. From mezuzah cases to Hanukkah menorahs, everything Jewish, related can be found in their wide collection. So, if you wish to purchase yourself some elegant MIAM acronym sets that would last you for years to come, choose Avi Nadav. You won't be disappointed.